First of all, because she works at MD Anderson, I think she's imbued with the idea that research-driven patient care is a very important thing. We talked about our rationale for preoperative therapy, so tolerance to therapy, and this idea of improved chances of sphincter preservation, which is a major issue for most patients. And the other thing is, if we tell somebody we would recommend preoperative therapy, and oh, by the way, we have this protocol with this novel molecular agent where we know it has efficacy in the advanced setting, and we have some evidence from the work of Chris Willett that this could have potent radiosensitizing properties, bevacizumab, it's not a hard sell. In someone who you think the risk of bevacizumab is quite low, meaning myocardial infarction, stroke.
So what you're talking about is your institutional trial looking at capecitabine, bevacizumab, radiation therapy.
That's right. So we currently are doing a phase 2 trial, capecitabine, bevacizumab with radiation, standard radiation, 45 gray, with bev weeks 1, 3, and 5. Capecitabine is Monday through Friday, twice daily. We have found this to be a very tolerable regimen. We haven't seen toxicity above what we've seen with capecitabine and radiation.
And what happens in terms of bev and surgery? How does the timing go?
So we wait at least 6 weeks, and this is typically what our bias has been of late.
Now, is this also, there's no 5-FU radiation given, it's a complete therapeutic block, or you just stop the bev?
Well, what happens with the rectal program, with rectal patients, they have their chemo radiation, they get 6 weeks rest, and then they get reevaluated. They go back to the surgeons, they do a proctoscopy.
This is all patients, even not on the BEV protocol?
Not on the BEV protocol, right, because we usually give them a 6 week for the rectal. Now, the hepatic resection patients is a slightly different situation.
Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay, so you brought up the issue of participation in the study to her.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're doing with most healthy patients?
Right.